The Lowdown. Improve Your Speech. American English for Chinese Speakers by Mark Cavan. The Lowdown. Audio downloads for people who are long on ambition but short on time.
Hello, and welcome to The Lowdown. Improve Your Speech. American English for Chinese Speakers. Today, I'm going to take you through a few changes that you can make to help with the clarity of your speech. A few quick tips that, with practice, will help you improve your level of spoken English. Unlike other downloads or audio programs, Improve Your Speech is not a language course, but focuses solely on pronunciation and phrasing as it relates to American English. This version is designed specifically for Chinese speakers, but anyone wishing to better their standard of English pronunciation will benefit from the exercises and work we are about to cover. Improve Your Speech will teach you how to control the sounds you make to improve your communication skills. And better communication skills will always help you achieve a greater level of success, whatever your profession. We live and work in a global market. Our expertise is exported around the planet. Our clients, colleagues, and customers are international. And rightly or wrongly, English is regarded as the international language of business. Clear speech sends out the message, "I am in control," inspiring confidence in those around you. Clear speech will offer you the opportunity, both personally and professionally, to perform to the best of your capabilities. Part 1. The Importance of Speech and Understanding How Speech Works. Before we begin, it's worth pointing out that we all experience difficulties when it comes to speaking a language that's not our own. Russian speakers, for example, use a very pronounced rolled R, as do the Spanish and the Italians, and that's something they can find very difficult to control when speaking English. Many people from India have difficulties with the L sound, curling the tongue too far back inside their mouths. And for several languages, the TH sounds, as in the or both, simply don't exist at all. When the situation is reversed, native English speakers can have just as many problems. Chinese can be especially difficult. For example, Chinese languages use fewer vowel sounds than English, but they are used with subtle variation to great effect, and English speakers can find it very difficult to distinguish and pronounce these variations. The one thing all languages have in common is the mechanics of speech. By that I mean speech is a series of muscular movements involving the tongue, the lips, the teeth, and the vocal cords that enables us to make sounds and form words. Every language is centered or placed in a different area inside the mouth. For example, many Chinese languages are spoken in the center of the mouth. The tongue curls slightly and the sound is bounced off the roof of the mouth. English, in contrast, is spoken at the very front of the mouth, with the tongue working mainly off the teeth. To speak English clearly, we need to retrain our muscles so that we are forming the sounds in the correct place. Think of it as a violin player learning how to play the viola, or a tennis player taking up badminton. The same muscle groups, but used in a very different way.